We will continue down our agenda. Number 10, Custer State Park Resort Repair and Maintenance Fund Expenditure Plan. We have Matt and Josh that are with us in person today. Welcome to both of you. We'll just have you introduce yourselves so those listening online.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Parks Regional Supervisor for Western South Dakota. With me today to my left is Josh Schmaltz, the President and CEO of Ram Coda Companies, along with Tom Morris, the VP for Ram Coda and the CFO for Ram Coda Companies. So welcome, gentlemen. Glad to have you here. What we plan to do with the commission today is Josh and Tom are going to run through the 2023 expenditures. That is in your book as item number 10. And then we always present the personal property expenditures that they've done to date. And then we will give you kind of a snapshot, these two gentlemen will, of our plan for 2024 repair and maintenance of what we plan to do at the resort. And the reason we never put that in the book is because we keep that kind of liquid. We always know through the course of the year things might come up, and sometimes we have to switch gears a little bit on different things. So that's why we have a plan, but yet it sometimes changes. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Josh.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. Just to give you a summary of what we spent our monies on for 2023. Again, just a history of the repairs and maintenance program. So 5% of our gross receipts goes back to the existing, a fund which funds these projects. And it's, again, it's 5% of our gross receipts on fiscal year. Starting with the State Game Lodge, we continued with our cabin renovations. I think since we came in as the concessionaire, we're probably on we've renovated these cabins probably twice up to this point. So it's just maintaining our product and always keeping them up to date for our guests. And then also we updated some of the dorm complexes for each of the resorts, just maintaining that experience for our employees that are coming in. Roof replacements at the State Game Lodge, replaced the hardwood floor in the Game Lodge dining room, again, maintaining that the integrity of the buildings. On the Legion Lake, roof replacement, employee housing, Bluebell Lodge, we did some roof replacement at the store and some of the cabins. We upgraded the exterior of the cabins, window staining, log replacement, chinking, again, just to maintain the integrity of the buildings. And then also the interior of the lodge, we updated the dining room floor, we refinished the floor in the bar and the restaurant. Sylvan Lake Lodge, we did some additional landscaping, and we hid kind of the ugly parts of the lodge with the garbage area, updated some of the dorms to, again, for our employees, renovated some of our interior of our cabins. Then, of course, we did some additions, as you guys know, to Sylvan Lake Store with the construction of it, and we did a few upgrades there. And then also with the lodge, when that last year was when we finally were able to get to the lodge and repairing from the fire damage that was done, we did some really nice upgrades in the lodge. We upgraded the carpet. We did walk-in showers in those 12 rooms. Again, really brought them up to today's standards from our guests' expectations. And then also we replaced some of the infrastructure things, hot water heaters, HVAC communications, kind of the ongoing things that we always have to tackle every year. So with that, I open it up to any questions regarding the 2023 expenditures.
Any questions for Josh on what's before us? Josh, as we look at this, I know some of this is just yearly upkeep. Is there anything on this that was kind of out of the ordinary that you had to come in and make a bigger purchase than normal?
Probably the Sylvan Lake Lodge, the fire, but that was kind of a choice that we made to have an opportunity to upgrade some of those rooms. But no, this is pretty much the standard stuff that we see every year, especially from an emergency standpoint.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions? Concerns, comments? Commissioner Locken.
Just a quick little comment. It's always nice to see the professional job you're doing out there. When you view some of the structures, you can see that the fine detail is being taken care of, and I want you to know, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner. We appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Josh, real quick, and I know it's not quite what we have in front of us, but the last time we were in Custer, you were just finishing up the renovation in the Sylvan Lake Lodge from the fire. Where are we today with that?
We are 100% complete, Madam Chair.
And what feedback have you received from folks visiting it?
Excellent feedback. We've had people that, and a lot of our guests are repeat guests, so we've had people that have come back. They were disappointed that they couldn't stay at Sylvan Lake Lodge the previous year. But so happy with the upgrades that we've done from both the exterior and to the interior of the rooms and the historic rooms. So in addition to the east wing, we did some upgrades in the historic part of it too. Not as much as we would have wanted to, but we upgraded the FF&E, all the furniture, the carpet. So we did some nice upgrades throughout the entire property. So a lot of great comments.
Very good. Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, or Josh, excuse me. What do you see down the road? Any big projects coming up that you're planning on or working with Matt and his staff to kind of identify some of those things that might be coming up?
Commissioner Beast, yes. We actually have had a lot of discussions internally regarding some upgrades at Sylvan Lake Lodge in the historic part of the lodge to really kind of go along with the theme that we did on the east wing. Again, still maintaining the historical integrity of the building, but we've had a lot of internal discussions, and we've actually worked on a plan up to this point. It's still a work in progress right now, but there is some things that we are doing for Sylvan Lake Lodge that we're at least discussing at this point.
Very good. Any further questions or comments? I would concur with Commissioner Locken. I was able to spend quite a bit of time at Custer State Park this last year, and you guys do a phenomenal job in every corner of the park, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. 2024, again, just do some summarize of kind of some of the things that we have planned for 2024, and we work together with Matt and his team and on site there. As you guys know, the Game Lodge area is a pretty pristine area, and we want to continue to maintain that and then continue to improve on it. So we are adding irrigation systems to the event barn area and the front lawn. You know, nothing like driving around that corner and seeing this big, beautiful, historic building and that really pretty green lawn. We have a yard crew that does that, but we're moving garden hoses and all of that, so now we're going to kind of get into the current times and do an irrigation system. So really excited about that. We are upgrading all of our door lock systems to the cabins and the rooms to an RFID lock system. Right now we have the old Onity lock where you stick your card in there. Now we're going to do an RFID lock where you just have to stick your key card up. We can actually do a mobile app that you can just stick your phone up there. You can pre-check in if you don't want to take the time, you know, if you come in late at night. So we're doing a lot of the technology things that you see in normal Marriott's, Hilton's, things like that that we have here in Custer State Park. So event barn, we're always doing some things there to make that a little bit better facility. We did insulate it and do some upgrades on the ceiling to kind of have it available for year-round usage. We do that now, but it really is expensive to heat the building right now, so that will help on that expense. Legion Lake Lodge doing some updates to the dorms and the employee housing. Bluebell Store, we are going to redo the siding. We put that siding on in 2007. There's been some incidents of vehicles backing into the building, just things like that. But so we kind of take some opportunity to really make that building look nice from the exterior, not doing anything on the interior. Sylvan Lake Lodge, some additional lodge upgrades, lodge repairs, again, upgrade the door lock system. I've been working with Matt and Jamie on site. They're doing some really nice work around the lake and the trail system. So it gives us an opportunity to upgrade our dock system down there for water sports activities. So worked with Jamie and Matt on that. And then just upgrading and refinishing the auditorium floors up at Sylvan Lake Lodge. So, again, long time to do it. It's heavily used. So with that, any questions on 2024 projects?
Any questions for Josh or Tom or Matt? Commissioner Locken.
Maybe circle back one more thing. How many employees are you housing on site, like in the peak time? What would be your peak? Would kind of be your normal?
Sure. Commissioner Locken, we have about 350 employees employed. Of those, 175 live on site.
Additional questions? Very good. Well, we appreciate all the information.
One last thing, Madam Chair, personal property replacement. Just want to keep you guys, I know that's not in the book, and it's probably not as important from a repairs and maintenance standpoint, but we take a lot of pride in maintaining the product in Custer State Park. We, you know, from maintaining the buildings, but also everything that goes in the buildings. Part of the contract requirement is 1.8% of the gross receipts goes towards the personal property replacement. And through our contract up to date, since 2007, we have overspent that fund by $3,223,000. Our actual requirement for 2023 would have been $357,000. We spent $1.4 million. So, again, it's just our commitment to maintaining the product for all of our guests, not just the resort guests, but the 2.5 million people that come through that park, that they all have a great experience, not only from the wildlife and the beautiful scenery, but the resort facilities and everything in it. So,
questions? Go ahead. I guess with that, Josh, my thought process went to is as you look at those dollars increasing, do we anticipate raising fees for users when they come? Not in terms of getting into the park, but those that stay at the resorts.
Madam Chair, yes, we do rate increases every year. It's, you know, as you know, the labor market is, you know, it's, we're paying more for employees. It's all the FF&E costs more. So there are rate increases that that we do annually. We don't yield rates. So we're not, you know, if you go to a normal hotel, we're yielding rates to where your last room availability, that room might be $400 when that normal rate might be $200. We don't yield rates in the park. The rate is the rate. It's the last room. It's the last room. Phil, it gives it the opportunity for more people to enjoy the park. Kind of like Sturgis Rally. We don't raise rates for the Sturgis Rally. We keep them the same because we don't want our families, you know, we still want the families to visit the park, where you start getting into a rate structure that would mirror what normal hotels do during the Sturgis Rally. We wouldn't have any of our families staying with us. It would be a different market segment.
Sure. Thank you. Secretary Roebling?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to say thank you for another successful season. 2023 is a great one for the books. Josh, all your staff, you've been phenomenal to work with, and we appreciate all you do out there. So thank you.
Thank you, Secretary.
Very good. Any final thoughts? Matt, Tom, thank you for being here. Any final thoughts from the three of you?
No, just from the park's perspective, it's a great relationship with the resort. Josh is always willing and his staff to help out wherever, and it's a mutual partnership. We go back and forth where we can help each other, and it's working very well and been very effective, and appreciate that relationship.
Oh, we have one more question. Commissioner Bees.
Commissioner Bees here. With the new Bison Center down there and that need down there, have you seen where that, you know, we put some food and stuff you guys put in there. Can you see that changing? Because it's one of the highest visited parts of the park now. Is there maybe some change down the road that needs to happen there to accommodate people more? Or what do you guys think?
Can can I just say yes and incorporate that into my auction results?
Commissioner Bees, yes, to answer your question, yes, I think there is definitely some opportunities. As you know, we have the food truck that's down there. I think it's a great addition, but there is definitely some opportunity to make that experience better. Trying to get people to stay a little bit longer down there in that area, give people something more to do, and food is a big part of it. So offering, maybe upgrading our experience down there, maybe a different menu item in the food truck, there's definitely some options down there that we could enhance that experience.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you again for being here with us today, both of you. Matt, you get to stay in the hot seat with us.